undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
January 31st, 2014. Can you believe it's the last day of the month? Where has the time gone? Anyway, it's 2014. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold Chicago suburbs. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests, those that I've had on the program since 2010, as well as links to their websites, plus the guests that I'm going to have on in the next couple of weeks. I usually like to book ahead and have things kind of lined up, people lined up, interesting people that I'm sure that the listeners will appreciate. You may visit my website to access those that list of guests. Just access it by going to my website and press the radio schedule button. Please also visit spingolaspeaks.info or spingolaspeaks.wordpress.com, both of which will take you to the same place for links and files not found elsewhere. One of our very nice, talented listeners established this site to augment information that one may not find elsewhere. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Sherry Peel Jackson. Her website is sherrypeeljackson.org, and Peel is spelled P-E-E-P-E-E-L. And anyway, all one word, sherrypeeljackson.org. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna, for having me on your program.
Well, I followed your case, the lawsuit against you via DV Kid back on News with Views. And my goodness, what an awful experience you had. And so for those of the listeners who have not heard about your situation, what happened to you, and the events that led up to it, could you just tell us a little bit about that background and what happened, who you worked for, and just fill us in on those details, please?
Well, I was an Internal Revenue agent. I started working at the Internal Revenue Service in 1988. I worked there 7.5 years until 95 and quit to basically come home and take care of my family. After that, I started a CPA firm in my basement, so I had a home-based business, and started hearing from people that the income tax didn't apply to us and it was a fraud and it was supposed to be something temporary during the war, and they kept it and all kinds of other things I was hearing. It's interesting that they didn't talk to me about that while I was still an agent. I think they were afraid. I think that a big part of our problem in the United States is fear. Anyway, I started doing research based on the fact that I started hearing it more, and there was a USA Today ad placed by We the People Foundation for Constitutional Education, headed up by Bob Schultz, and Bill Bannister, which is a criminal investigation division former agent, had written a book, and I ordered the book, and it was a $50,000 challenge. within the body of that ad, and I decided that I was going to take this challenge to find out whether or not the income tax was actually being misrepresented and misapplied, and sure enough, I realized that it was. And the major issue that really made me speak out was the fact that I learned that the Federal Reserve isn't federal. It's no more federal than Federal Express, and they're collecting over $40 million an hour in interest from the American people. And I started looking at that from a personal standpoint. Like, if my taxes, the taxes that I was paying, aren't paying for the roads because the gas tax pays for that, and the taxes that I was paying wasn't paying for the firemen and policemen because my real estate taxes pay for that, what am I paying for? And then I realized that I was paying for the owners of the privately owned, non-auditable banking cartel called the Federal Reserve, their children's children's children, to never have to work a day in their lives. So I realized how much time I was putting into trying to support my family and how much money was going out the door for taxes, and that it wasn't going towards the services that most Americans think, but it was going to keep rich people rich. And I got angry. I started speaking out, joined forces with Joe Bannister and others, and we started basically exposing what was really going on. I think the people need to know the truth. I can't make people act on the truth. I don't tell people to file or not to file or to pay or not to pay. I just tell them to do their own research, and then they can decide whether they want to be a slave and get off the plantation. And the thing about it, and you think about slavery, if stealing 100% of the product of someone's labor is slavery, at what point or what percentage is it not slavery?
Of course. And at the time that you led your investigation, at the time that you joined forces with Joe Bannister, you were no longer working for the IRS, but you were having your own business. You had your own business, and
yes.
Okay, so that makes a big difference. And so then, what did you do? What caused the trial?
I am a person that practices what I preach, and I was explaining to people that the income tax was being misrepresented and misapplied, so I started to keep what was mine. I started to keep 100% of my labor. It's a shame that, some people are afraid of this issue. Whether you look at it from a legal or moral standpoint, you know, people are working from January to May just to give up that portion to the IRS, and even if you don't believe that it's legally wrong, because you haven't done the research, that's morally wrong. It's actually, a long time ago, it may have been taking vacations away from people, but now it's actually taking food out of people's mouths. So I started speaking out, started having seminars. I started being requested for seminars so that people could hear and understand. And Aaron Russo, the late, great Aaron Russo, made a documentary called America, Freedom to Fascism, which documented, you know, the misrepresentation of the income tax with me and Joe Bannister. John Turner was in there with another former IRS agent, Ron Paul, and a couple of constitutional attorneys. And the movie came out at AMC and Regal Theaters for about a week, and it got pulled. And then they started prosecuting us. They prosecuted Joe first, and he had a thinking jury, and also he had the chance to show his evidence. He had made a movie with him explaining what he had learned about the income tax. And the jury said, you know, this man is honest. You know, his movie explained his position. And by the time they got around to me, none of my evidence, my movies or anything I put together was allowed into evidence. I wasn't even able to articulate the Supreme Court cases that said that income is corporate profit. So along with the fact that most jurors are fearful, the jury convicted me of a misdemeanor called willful failure to file. And I did not file, but I knew I was not required to file, so I was not guilty of that. The judge sentenced me to 4 years in prison on a misdemeanor, and that's unprecedented, but they wanted to shut me up because evidently I was being effective in letting people know that they need to start paying attention to their finances.
Unbelievable. And the difference between your case and Joe Bannister's is the jury. The jury was more intimidated, perhaps, and just did it out of fear, or did it because, well, perhaps the judge, in his instructions to them, made it perfectly clear to them that they should convict you. Because I think that the judge... Go ahead.
I think it had a lot to do with the fact that I didn't get a chance to show the evidence that Joe had. You know, when there's a football team and they're a good football team and they lose a game, they go over that via video, and they learn from their mistakes. Well, when they lost the case, Joe's case, I'm sure they learned from their mistakes, and they made sure that I was shut down as far as evidence. So aside from the fact that I know that the jury was fearful, they did not get to see the type of evidence that I had, just like Joe had.
Oh, that is so not fair. All righty, Sherry, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back. This is Dina. Our guest today is Sherry Peel Jackson, and her website is sherrypeeljackson.org. Okay, you didn't have an opportunity to present your evidence, which just, that is just not fair. It's not just. Every single person who is accused of something should have the opportunity to present evidence to help them. That is just, that's not just.
Well, the main thing is, the judge said that I was not allowed to tell them the law. She was the one that was going to tell them the law. So I was not able to explain what I had researched because it involved the law. So that was a big part of it also. But again, I think that the major key is fear, because one of the questions that I wanted the attorneys to ask is, ask the jury pool, even before the jury was selected, is this question. Would you be afraid to acquit Ms. Jackson for fear of being retaliated against by the IRS? And I believe, Deanna, that every hand in that room would have gone up, which would have caused it, you know, a nullification, because everybody is so fearful of the government. Even judges sometimes are fearful of the government, of the IRS.
Indeed. Well, I think that a lot of people pay their income tax because they are afraid. They are afraid not to. Even if they've studied your situation, even if they've read Joe Bannister's book, they are afraid to do that themselves because, well, because look what happened to you, as an example. Now, I met Aaron Russo at the opening of this film here in the Chicago suburbs, and I also met Joe Bannister at a conference in California in 2007. And I listened to them and of course, saw the film. And Bob Schultz was also in attendance at that, the opening, the showing of the film. And it is just amazing that this information is out there. But so many people are, they live in fear.
Right. Well, yeah, this country is currently run off fear. You've got people running around thinking that there's an Al-Qaeda and terrorists, and the terrorists are right here. So, you know, at some point, the people will say enough is enough. Like over in the Ukraine right now, the people have said enough is enough, and they're acting, and I'm not advocating violence, but at some point or another, people make decisions that are going to turn their lives around. You know, how long are you going to suffer and have food taken out of your mouth and turn around and look how the waste, the money that is being taken is wasted and given to other countries? The Constitution says we're not even supposed to be giving money to other countries, yet we're doling out billions of dollars and giving it every year to other countries, and our people need help.
Of course they do. Absolutely. Now, was your husband supportive of your actions? What about your children? How did this case affect your children? And did you spend the entire 4 years in jail?
Well, yeah, my family was supportive. They actually researched behind me. The children were in their teens, but, you know, they understood. I kept them abreast of what's going on, and I did warn them that this could happen. I let them know when they were younger that, you know, I was led by the Lord to embark on this educational trek to tell people what was going on. And they understood what was going on. And I did spend 3 years in prison. They kept me 3 years to the day, and I had to be given 6 months good time because I didn't get any trouble. And I was given 6 months of halfway house, so that the only reason I got out was because of those requirements for them to give me the good time in the halfway house. So I spent 3 years to the day in the federal prison. And at 5 months of that, I spent in solitary confinement in a real maximum security prison, a women's maximum security prison.
Unbelievable. In solitary confinement? Why would they do that? That seems a cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, I got sick back in summer of 2009, and to make a very long story short, I wasn't being properly taken care of by the medical unit. So those of you that believe in Obamacare, you know, I can compare it to what I went through in the prison medical system. I wasn't being taken care of. I got really, really sick, had to go in the hospital, got out of the hospital, and the prison wasn't following the instructions that the hospital left behind. So I got sick again, and at that point, my husband contacted I actually sent him an email because I thought I was going to die. And he sent the email out to a lot of my supporters. You guys out there really got angry. You all contacted my local congressman. They contacted Ron Paul. Both of these men got involved. I had two U.S. congressmen involved. They got in touch with the highest person in the medical department at the prison. And some people were supposedly threatening the warden's life for the way I was being treated. So I was shipped from the prison camp 4 hours north to Tallahassee to an FCI, which was that maximum security, where I spent the 5 months in solitary confinement, no shoes, not a lot of personal grooming materials, just me in a cell by myself. I had my Bible and a radio, and I was fine.
Oh, my goodness. I just cannot imagine. And how's your health now? Did the prison impact your health? Did that experience impact your health thereafter?
Yeah, it did. Actually, it developed some kind of a thyroid issue that, you know, my doctors are still managing, and I'm keeping it under control. And other than that, my health is almost back. It's taken this long because I was a health nut. I didn't use microwaves. I didn't use aluminum pots and pans. You know, I took enzymes and probiotics and, you know, all the good stuff. And then the prison system feeds you, not for you to be healthy, but to fill you up. So all the bad prison food, and I got really sick when I first got there, and then my health kind of deteriorated. So it's been a while, but it's getting back to where my optimum weight, and back to my optimum weight, and my hair's grown back because it was falling out because of thyroid issues. So I'm getting there. I'm almost back to where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness. Now, did other prisoners, did you have an opportunity to visit with other prisoners when you weren't in solitary confinement? And did they have similar stories about the way that they were treated in court? Were you able to educate them as to what was really going on?
Yeah, I mean, the place that I spent most of the time was a prison camp. There were no gates, no walls, no bars. It was just like a small college campus, but you couldn't leave. And there was not any education going on. So we would walk around daily, and it was a work camp, so you had to have a job. So you had women working in factories for $1.75 an hour, you know, making products for the GSA. And so that smelly guy could go and spend all that money and go to Las Vegas and do what he did with the General Service Administration funds and take his neighbors on vacations and stuff while these ladies made $1.75 an hour. But yeah, we talked on a regular basis. I was kind of on the quiet side because, you know, my lifestyle was a lot different, so there wasn't a lot to talk about with some of the women. Some of the women I became friends with, but they had similar stories. They were railroaded into taking pleas. The ones that didn't take pleas were promised that they would get the maximum time, and they were. Devious things were done to them. One young woman said she was innocent and would not take a plea. Her mother was an invalid, and she had one sister. And they said, if you don't take a plea, we're going to add your sister to the indictment, and who's going to take care of your invalid mother?
Oh, my goodness.
Her husband wasn't involved in the business. Her bosses were the ones that were doing something illegal, but because she was in management, she was included in the indictment, and they said she knew or should have known what the bosses were doing, and she didn't want to take a plea, and she didn't take a plea. And they said that if you don't take a plea, we're going to add your husband. Now, her husband had nothing to do with the business, and sure enough, she refused to take a plea. They decided together that she wouldn't take a plea because she was innocent, and they actually put her husband in the indictment, and he spent, I think it was 10 months in prison. Before they let him out. And then she was eventually let out because the bosses were the ones that were guilty.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Cher, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaque, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Sherry Peel Jackson. Her website is sherrypeeljackson.org. And you mentioned slave labor, that you worked for $1.75 an hour. But let me just, before we pick up the conversation, let me share an email that I just received from a listener. And he says, years ago I read an article in a newspaper saying that there was a plan to overhaul the federal court system and use federal courts more. At some point, several years later, I start to see articles about convictions in federal courts whose judges are appointed, in which convicted defendants complain that they were not allowed to present their exculpatory evidence, and interviews with jurors who said they would have voted differently if they had known all the information about the cases. Last year, I saw an article online noting that federal courts had a whopping conviction rate of at least 97%. What are your views on that?
Well, I believe that's true. That's why people call it a kangaroo court. If the jury can't hear the evidence and both sides of it, then there's going to be conviction along with the fear. And I did not make $1.75. The ladies in the factory did. I worked in the chapel, and I made 44 cents an hour.
Wow. Now, that's slave labor. That is absolutely slave labor. And you said that they were working for some corporations?
No, they worked for the government. The GSA is the government entity that, you know, has the furniture and all of the government organizations are supposed to buy these items from the GSA. So a chair would go for $25, but it cost them $5 to make that share.
Okay,
so there's a lot of money being made.
What does GSA stand for?
Services Administration. If you remember this guy a couple of years ago, Jeffrey Milley or Smilly or something like that, he was found to have been going on vacation with his neighbors, and his daughters put him on Facebook in a tub in Las Vegas with champagne, and he was using the GSA money for all these vacations, and it was a big thing. They spent a lot of money at conventions in Hawaii. Well, all that.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Yes. That was on the backs of those girls that make $1.75 an hour in those factories. And when it's cold outside, it was cold. They had, you know, overalls and coats, and it was hot. They were in there, and it was hot. No air conditioning and no heat in these factories in the back of the camp.
Oh, my goodness. And you made 44 cents an hour?
Yes, I made 44 cents an hour working in the chapel.
And what did you do?
I actually set up the chapel for religious services. For instance, if the Jewish women were coming in, I would get their candles out and the matches and all that. Or if the choirs were coming in, I would set up their microphones and things like that.
Okay. Was there rape within the prison system? Did you have women guards, or did you have men guards, and was there occurrences of rape?
There were men and women guards at the camp. We had mostly men guards. I don't believe that there was any rape, but there was sex. As a matter of fact, I think right before I got there, one of the guards, they transferred them. They don't fire them. So if they are found to have been having sex with women, they're transferred. The women are transferred to another prison, and the guards transferred to another prison also, and it continues to work. But there was an article that I found that the Coleman prison complex where I was, there are two male maximum security prisons on that complex. One holds 1,700 men and one holds 1,500. There's a minimum security men's, there's a low security men's, and then there's a women's camp. And the women were made to go and work at the maximum security prison. So me as a misdemeanor was made to go to the maximum security prison behind all those bars and work in the kitchen.
Oh, my.
Now, that wasn't all the time, but that was when the men were on lockdown. If there was a stabbing or something like that, and the men weren't allowed to work, they were on lockdown, which means they were locked in their cells.
Sure.
The guards were supposed to work. But instead of having the guards work, they came up with a bright idea. Hey, let's bring all the extra women over. So as opposed to me going to my job at the chapel, me and other women were bussed over to the men's maximum security prisons and made to work in maximum security prison, men's prison. So if something had gone on, if there was a riot, if there was taken over, we would all be dead.
How true. Absolutely. I mean, if there was a lockdown, it was for a reason.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, I think we've all seen movies of things that go on in prison, and I don't know that television necessarily mimics life, Just the lifestyle, the horrific circumstances and the environment probably contributes to greater crime, or to people. If you go in as a criminal, wouldn't you? Well, some crimes. Yours is certainly nonviolent. I mean, it wasn't even a crime. You did not commit a crime. You were exercising your rights as a citizen. You were asking questions. You're not a criminal, doggone it.
All right. Well, a lot of women in there were hopeless. It was a humbling experience. A lot of lack of self-respect, hopelessness, a lot of that in there. And a lot of them had no intentions of changing. They were ready to get out, to go back to. Most of them were drug mules. A drug mule is somebody that transports drugs from one place to another and gets paid for that. A lot of them were girlfriends of high-dollar drug dealers. So their income levels were higher than mine. You know, they were driving Rolls Royces and Jaguars and, you know, those kind of cars because of the drug money. And they wanted to get back to those lifestyles. There were others in there that were different. They wanted to get out and forget that it ever happened. And they decided that they weren't going to contact anyone or make friends with anyone, and even if they made friends, they weren't going to contact them after they left because they wanted to leave that life behind. But I really think that the prison industrial complex needs to be exposed for what they're doing. We had to pay in commissary a bottle of hair grease that cost a dollar, and the dollar store here cost me $5.62. So it's really kicking a man and woman while they're down, because the prices of the items that we got there, high price, lack of quality, it was just awful. And we were treated most of the time like mud turtles, just like the scum of the earth.
Oh, my goodness. And this was for everyone. And you had to pay for the items. Now, a lot of the prisons are privatized, and they are actually under private ownership. And the more people that they can imprison, the more money that they make from the state, who pays for the supposedly, obviously they're not, but who actually pay for the taxpayers pay to imprison the people and pay for their maintenance.
Right, I spent 6 months in one of those. The GEO group is owned by they're the same people that run Guantanamo Bay, and I was caught in one of those for 2 months at the beginning and then about 3 or 4 months at the end, the private prisons, and you're exactly right. That's where the prices were really high for the commissary, the things that we needed to buy. And it was a private prison, and they want 100% occupancy, just like hotels do. So it's the prison industrial complex is a huge business. And when people run around saying, oh, you know, prisoners are costing us $36,000 a prisoner, it's not the prisoner that's getting that money. It's all the people with their hands out, you know, these contractors and whatnot that are getting the money. So don't put it on the prisoner, because in the end, the prisoner is the one that is being preyed on as far as that's concerned.
Yes, indeed. The GEO, what does that stand for?
I don't know. That's their name, the GEO group. They're out of Florida,
okay.
And they run Guantanamo Bay and several other prisons. And the people that own stock in these prisons are high-ranking people. I think that Dick Cheney owns stock in one of them. Yeah, these politicians and judges and all these people that own stock in these private prisons. So it's to their benefit. The conviction rate has gone up so they can make lots of money. And the guards have a union, and they don't want early probation or anything like that, because they'll lose their job. So anything that will get somebody like me out, you know, that has some skills and can contribute to society, they'll block that. And they've blocked that several times, letting people out early on good times so that they can go back to work and help their family, because they want to keep their job.
Wow. Now, some of the judges actually rent their courtrooms in these private operations. Correct?
That's quite possible. And I'm not familiar with that, but it's quite possible. It's just, and you get shipped around based on who needs money. So if you're close to Georgia, but one of the prisons in Alabama or Minnesota needs more, they'll ship you there because they need more money there.
Wow.
They don't care about your family and how far your family has to travel.
Right. Right. Now, in the chat room, somebody asked a question. If the income tax system, hang on, I got to scroll up, is one of self-assessment and voluntary compliance. Okay, we'll have you answer that question when we return after a word from our sponsors.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Sherry Peel Jackson. Her website is sherrypeeljackson.org. And just before we went to the break, someone in the chat room wanted me to ask if the income tax system is one of self-assessment and voluntary compliance. Sherry, are you there? Did we lose our guest? Oh, okay. Maybe she... Okay. She apparently dropped, so our producer is calling her back right now. And this is really a huge, huge issue. And there have been some very interesting questions come out of the chat room. As usual, we have some very astute chatters. And it's one of the questions was, do the prisoners pay tax on their earnings, and do the prisoners have to pay for their own medical care, which I think is a very interesting question. And of course, somebody brought up the fact that the second plank in the Communist Manifesto is the progressive income tax, and of course, along with a lot of other things. And it's also interesting that that Sherry brought up the GEO group that runs Guantanamo Bay. Very interesting. Sherry, welcome back. We lost
you. Thank
you. Okay. Yeah. The question that someone asked in the chat room is if the income tax system is one of self-assessment and voluntary compliance.
That's what they say. That's what, as a matter of fact, it's on video now. One of the congressmen or senators admitted to that, but they don't listen to that. I mean, people say that, and they say, well, yeah, if you don't volunteer, you're going to go to prison, or you're going to get your, you know, house taken away, and you're going to get your wages levied or whatever. So you have to volunteer. So it's just interesting. But it says that in writing, actually.
Right. Do the prisoners pay tax on their earnings?
They do not. And actually, there was a situation where guys were getting earned income credit because somebody was sending in their, you know, that they made maybe $3,000-$4,000. And this was in the men's prison because some of them have to work also. So they were filing tax returns on behalf of the prisoners and getting them earned income credit. But no, they did not.
Oh, okay. Does the prison system charge inmates for medical care? Did you have to pay for the medical care that you received?
Yes, at $2 when I had to go to the medical unit, $2 to $4.
Okay, and any medications that you received, did they also charge you for those?
No, I don't think they charge for the medication, but every time I get a visit, I had to pay $2 or $4.
Okay. And somebody also mentioned in the chat room that the second plank of the Communist Manifesto is progressive income tax.
Well, if you look at the other planks, I think we have those in place also.
Oh, absolutely. Sure do. Now, you mentioned the food that they serve in the prison system. Could you give us an example of what they serve?
A lot of potatoes, a lot of rice, a lot of bad meat. People would donate food. So I was in Florida, and the oranges that didn't turn out quite right were donated. So some of the oranges looked like they had the mange. We had molded bread on a regular basis. Lots of things like pasta and things that will fill you up. And the particular person that was running the cafeteria would not let you come back for seconds. Now, when he was gone, the other guys would let us have seconds. So I am a vegetable person, and when we had green beans, I would forgo the meat because the woman might be standing there putting the meat on the plate saying, this meat is bad, this meat is bad. And every time she slapped the meat on the plate, she would say, this meat is bad. And sometimes, you know, thank God for the people out there that sent money to my account so that I could get some tuna and some things from the commissary. But I would actually sit and try to get a whole plate of green beans. And if the other guy was there and you try to go back for seconds, there would be pans of green beans. And my friend Carol worked in the kitchen, and she said that he would say, if you want more, you have to go to the county jail. And then they would throw away all that food in the back.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of the girls went home hungry. Their parents didn't have money to send them, so they didn't have the luxury of being able to go to commissary and have food in their locker like I did. So they had to go hungry at night.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, people outside had no idea, would have no idea what was going on in there.
All right, and that's one of the reasons I think God had me in there, so that I could properly articulate what's going on. I mean, I have three books, actually four, but three of the books are out there at Awake to Truth, which is on my website, but it basically goes into detail. One of the books is Questions People Ask About Prison Life, and I answered over 100 questions like the ones that you're asking about what goes on in the prison. People don't know what really goes on in there. It's just inhumane.
Oh, goodness. I think when people make a mistake or when they're in prison, I just think that humanity, humane treatment is, I just think that people should be treated humanely, because I think most of the people in prison aren't there because of a real great crime. They're in there for nonviolent kinds of issues and such as yourself. I mean, this is just amazing. So you have three books. Awake to Truth. There's the Awake to Truth bookstore, and if people go to your website, cherrypeeljackson.org, and just click on Awake to Truth bookstore, it will take you to the book index. And one of the books is called Prayers of Deliverance for Prisoners, Conquering the Enemy and the Inner Me Through the Word of God. And the other book is Questions People Ask About Prison Life, answers from a former political prisoner. And indeed, you were a political prisoner. And the third book is Wrongly Convicted, A Christian Woman's Journey Through the Valley of Prison. And those are all available. And so just go to the website, SherryPeelJackson.org, and click on Awake to Truth Bookstore, and you can order those books from her. I think that would be a very good idea. Now, tell us about the current state of your family, status of your family.
Well, my children are basically...
Pardon me?
What were you going to say? My children are basically grown. My son's 23, and he's finishing up college. My daughter's 21, and she's also in school. And I am in the process of divorce.
I
didn't work. Another casualty from the prison system.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
That must have been a very difficult thing. Very difficult.
I mean, it just didn't work.
Sure. And costly,
That's
too.
A long, 3 years is a long time.
3 years is a long time, and additionally, lawyers cost money. Did this impact your family economically to a great degree?
Oh, definitely, definitely, because, you know, you're snatching, and it does that for every prisoner. You're snatching away one whole source, you know, of resources, of income, and it always does. So a lot of people lose their homes. Some of my friends lost their homes while I was gone. And because, you know, the way the economy is set up by design, it takes two, you know, if it's a married couple, it takes two to run a household. And the women are out there somehow in the workforce. And if the woman or the man is taken away, then definitely, unless they have lots of money, it's going to affect the household finances. It affected the college situation for my children. It affected just about everything.
Sure. Now, do violent offenders get lighter sentences than what you received?
Some of them do. I mean, 4 years. I've heard of people that have raped and gotten 3 years. I've heard of bank robbers that have gotten 3 years. You know, and those are felons. And again, my charge is a misdemeanor. But they wanted to shut me up. They wanted me off the street. They wanted me off the speaking circuit. And that was their way of making sure of that. Now, there were other women that were at the prison camp that had been convicted for tax-related issues, but their sentences were concurrent, which means it was 1 year instead of stacked up.
Wow. All righty, we are at the top of our hour break, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. People in the chat room love you. They just think you're great, that you have real backbone, and I agree.